Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to add client-side event handlers on an ASP.NET page. So let's get started and we'll create a little sample website. Now this website we're going to create here for the demo will be in Visual Basic. And when you download the sample source code, you'll also have the opportunity to get a C# version of what we do here in the video. So our objective here is we're going to add a couple controls to this simple ASP.NET page, and then we want to have some client-side JavaScript called when certain events occur associated with those controls. And this is in contrast to the normal server-side event handlers that you have in an ASP.NET page. So let's go over here in the design mode, go up to the toolbar, and let's go up to our standard controls, and we're going to add a button. And we'll add a text box to the page. Where is that? Down here. Okay. So we'll put the text box and I'll just space them out a little bit. Now what we want to do is have some typical client-side events fired when certain things happen for these controls. And as I said, that's in contrast to the server-side events. For example, let me double-click on the button and that adds an event handler in the code behind for the button one click event. And you may be familiar with that in some of your ASP.NET web pages. But this causes a post back and causes all the processing to occur on the server. And what we want here is to have some client-side processing. And if you've gotten into doing some Ajax-style programming, you know that that involves having some functionality and some logic in JavaScript on the client side. So that's the sort of thing that we want to see how we do that here with these controls. So the first one we're going to do that for is the button. So let me go to the code behind. And what we're going to start out and do with our button is we want that button to the background color of that button to change and be highlighted when the user puts the mouse over that button to give emphasis to the fact that that button causes a particular action that the user might be interested in performing. So in order to do that, what we need to do is have an event fired when the mouse goes over the button and a companion event when the mouse leaves it. And there are two attributes that are on HTML elements that cause those events to occur are on mouse over and on mouse out. So we need to add some event handlers for those particular events. So let's go up here first and let's write a few functions. And we're going to create a little JavaScript. And we'll put this script block right here in the page. Alternatively, you can have the script out in a separate JS file and then include a link to that JS file here in the page, or you can programmatically add the JS file or include it in the code behind. But for the purpose of what we're doing here, it'll be fine just to put the script right here on the page. So let's create a function and let's call this change background. And let's create a companion function, which is restore background. Okay, and what we want to do is change the background color of the element that is associated with the event, and to do that we'll go window.event.sourceElement.style.color, or rather than color, .background, and we'll set that equal to, let's say we want it to be yellow when the user puts the mouse over it, and restore it, we'll put it back to white, so window.event.sourceElement.style.background equal, and we'll just put the hexadecimal for white. So those events, when they're called, should change the background element of what background color, I should say, of whatever element is associated with this event handler. So how do we put those event handlers on our button for on mouse over and on mouse out? It's pretty simple. And all you need to do is put on mouse over equals change background, and on mouse out equals restore background. And what's going on here is ASP.NET has certain attributes that it recognizes and are associated with server-side processing, such as we have the runAt tag here and the text. And then what you can do is you can put any other attribute you want in the markup tag here for the button control, and if ASP.NET doesn't recognize them as being a standard ASP.NET attribute where it has to do something on the server, then it just passes those attributes through when it's generating the control on the page, and they get included in the control when it's rendered on the page. So in this case, onMouseOver and onMouseOut are not ASP.NET server-side attributes, so they'll just get passed down to the client. And before we do that, I see here I made a little typo. Let me just correct that and spell element. Okay, let's go up here and start up the page. There's our button. When we move the mouse over it, it does turn yellow, and when we move the mouse out of it, it goes back to white. So those client-side event handlers are being called. Notice, obviously, there's no postback going on here. So this gives you the ability to manipulate the button in this example. So let's go down here, and let's add, let's say when we type text, we want to do something with the text box every time a key is pressed. So if we go down here and let's just put a function up here, toggle a check key. And so down here in the text box, we can do something similar. We're just going to use a little different event handler here, or event. We'll go on key press equals, and we'll call it check key. And as you can see from what we did with the onMouseOver, that's going to cause it to call this function up here. So let's do just a little something in here. And we'll just put a simple operation here. We'll just have a little alert box come up. And in that, we'll say the key code is, and we'll go window.event.keycode. And that should put up a little alert box just showing us the code of the key that was pressed in the text box. So let's give this a whirl and see how this works. So we'll start up the web page, and we'll go into the text box. And so whenever we press the key, let me type the say the F key. You see we get the little message box, and that enables us to see what code associated with the key that was pressed. And let's go, and I'll press a T, and you see we get a different code. So this is the basis for something where you could actually intervene in the different keys that are pressed. You've probably seen boxes on a web page where you can only type in numbers, only type in letters, or you have a mask that restricts you to typing in just something in the date format. And this is the basic way you can achieve that sort of processing. And obviously, in the AJAX functionality in ASP.NET, some of those things are built in, but this gives you a little bit of a perspective on how they're doing that behind the scenes, so that if you need to do something custom, say with handling key presses in a text box, you can do it. And as I said, the approach is the same, just putting the attribute and in this case the name of the function that it is called here. Now the final thing I want to talk about here in the declarative aspect of implementing these client-side events is what you do when a control like the button has a server-side onClick event. And as you have probably seen, you process the click event of the button on the server side through the onClick event. And so how would we implement an onClick event that does client-side processing? Well, what the ASP.NET team has done is they've added an additional attribute here called onClientClick. And that is fired first prior to the server-side onClick event. So if you want to put anything that does client-side processing when a button is clicked, you would use the onClientClick attribute and assign the name of the function or the literal JavaScript that you'd want to use for that client-side processing. So I just want to point that out before we move on and look at the next piece. Now, so far we've been working in the declarative syntax and putting the attributes here. There is an alternative way that you can approach this, and you can add these attributes in the server-side code. So if we go over here to the code behind, and let's do this in the page load event, so we'll add an event handler for that. And let's say we want to do this background color change for the text box that we did for the button. So we could add that here, and we go to the text box. So we'll just get the text box one, and all we need to do is add the attributes programmatically. So it's pretty straightforward here. So we're going to say on mouse over, and what was the name of that? We want to call change background. And let's put the companion function so it changes it back. So again, we're just adding another attribute. So you can add as many attributes to the element as you want. On mouse out, and that one was restore background. So now let's open up the web page again. And we should get both the declarative attributes and the programmatic attributes here. So let's see if the programmatic ones work. So into the text box, it turns yellow. Out of it, it turns white. We'll go in here, we'll just type character. We're getting that one we had before, and we still have the one on the button. So this gives you a good perspective on what the different ways are, I should say, that you can add these event handlers for various client-side processing. And even though these are relatively simple examples, this is a good background on the core principles, and when you download the sample source code, you should be able to take it as a base and expand upon it to add other kinds of event handlers for the different things like on click and various other things that you can use in your client-side processing. So I encourage you to download that sample source code. As I mentioned, it's available in C# as well as the VB we used here in the video demo, and then use that as the basis for your own implementation. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing client-side event handlers in an ASP.NET page. Thank you.